I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Saturday, March 20th. Today is a special place in Earth's orbit around the Sun, the March equinox.
Today, our location in orbit places the Sun directly overhead at noon for people standing at Earth's equator. So you might see that the Sun's rays are striking both the northern and southern hemispheres as equally as they can now. There's nothing official about starting a new season at an equinox or solstice, but people all around the world today will celebrate the beginning of spring or fall. The actual equinox, when the Sun crosses the celestial equator, happens at 6:49 Greenwich Mean Time today.
That's 12:49 a.m. in the central U.S., before midnight on yesterday's date for the U.S. West Coast. Autumn in either hemisphere is a good time to look for slender crescent moons or elusive planets low in the east in the hour before dawn. Springtime in either hemisphere is a good time to look for these objects low in the west after sunset. The moon is new today, or located more or less between the Earth and Sun in its orbit, so people in Australia or New Zealand might have glimpsed the old moon in the east before dawn this morning.
And we in North America or Europe might see the young moon return to the west after sunset as early as tomorrow. More about that tomorrow. Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.